That's a fire ass shirt. You got that at fucking
No, I got this in Jersey.
Oh,
yeah.
That's crazy. That shit
hard. Again, no jumper. For me. Adam 22, man. You know shit. No cap.
This is my brother. If I had come out a little bit different, right here. Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. And today, I'm here with a man who really needs no introduction, an icon in the community, someone who everybody knows as a person who is constantly bringing joy and harmony, peace, unity. Occasional outbursts on the gram.
Yeah, no cap, I'm here.
He's here. It's Fatboy. How you living, man?
What's up? Cool. Just working. You know, when I call you, you don't answer me, but it's cool.
What? Yeah, you probably changed your number or something. I'm definitely picking up if Fatboy calls.
Nah, you do. You do.
If I look through my shit, I guarantee that I'm
yeah, nah, you pick up. You do.
Yeah.
I think you'd be with like a lot of bitches, but it is cool.
So that's not okay with you? You don't want me picking up if I got bitches with me?
No, I do. You could, but, you know.
Is sure. That one of the rules of your relationship, that you're not allowed to talk to other guys on the phone while they're with girls?
Nah, look, what it is, me and my wife, we got like a bondmanship, like, you feel me? Like
a bondmanship?
Yeah, if my niggas got girls, like, long as I'm not doing nothing with them, I'm good. So when I call you and you got women around, it's cool, bro. Like, titties could be all, whatever, it doesn't pussy, like.
But you're in a relationship, how long has this been going on?
For like 5 months now.
5 months, how's it feel, how's it going?
It feel good because, like, I got out of another toxic relationship. With old girl, so with another old girl, with my new wife Tiana, so you know it's just a blessing to get out, like, you know, toxic relationships. Like, nobody want to be in no toxic relationship.
What was so toxic about the last one?
It was just toxic, like fighting every day, a whole bunch of bullshit. You know, like you feel me?
I mean, the way you live your life, you're out on the move, you're around.
Yeah,
every
I'm
day,
around.
Any given
I'm
day,
I'm outside. I'm outside, like Casanova say, I'm outside.
Mm-hmm. Off the porch.
Yeah, off the porch.
For a long ass time.
Mm-hmm.
But so, in that sense, it's like you might be in any given city, in any given day, any given nightclub. The fat boy that I see, you're out and about on a totally different level. God damn, that was loud.
Can you turn it off? Let me turn it off.
I can't turn off another man's sound. That'd be fucked up.
He was about to, though, but it's cool.
That's weird. It's like wiping another man's ass. But okay, so that relationship saw its inevitable conclusion. Mm-hmm. How'd you meet the new shorty?
Actually, I met her. Let me tell you how I met her. It's a funny story. Boom. I'm going down Woe Vicky's snap story.
Not where I thought this was gonna go.
Yeah, it went there.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going down Woe Vicky's snap story or whatever. Shout out Woe Vicky. I'm going down her snap story. I see her, boom. So she reposted the girl, my wife now.
Mm.
So I'm like, yo, she pretty. So I'm like, me, I don't care about rejection. Like, I don't care if girls reject me. It doesn't matter. It's more fishing to see.
That's a good
more
attitude.
Fishing to see. More, I'm gonna swim in more pussy. Whatever.
Mm. You take 100 shots.
Yeah.
If you land 5 of them, that's 5 connections you didn't have before.
I'm cool.
Mm.
So I seen her. I'm like, damn, she cute. So I DM'd her. She DM'd me back. It was lit. She my wife now.
Really?
She been with me every day since May.
Really?
Every day since May.
That's incredible. What a bond.
Every day.
But the thing is that I personally, and I don't mean to offend you or anything, I would be a little skeptical of any girl who was doing a shout out trade with Woe Vicky.
Mm-mm.
Was that what it was? It was
no,
a shout
it
out
wasn't,
trade?
No, it wasn't no shout out trade. Like, she just said, like, a quote Woe Vicky said,
she's a Woe Vicky fan.
Like, she cool with Woe, like, yeah, so, and then she, Woe Vicky reposted it, and then I tapped, you know how you tap the C post,
mm-hmm.
and I tapped, and I was like, oh shit, she's beautiful, you know what I'm saying? I just DM'd her, and that's how it go. And then actually, Woe Vicky came to New Jersey, met her. We told her the story. Woe Vicky came to my house. We was chilling and shit.
Woe Vicky was good in the hood?
Mm-hmm, hell yeah.
Really?
She cool.
That's cool. That's good to know.
She grew up. Like, she grew up.
She did.
I mean, she dope. She grew up and shit.
I mean, yeah, a lot of the Instagram influencers, comedian types, they go through sort of a phase where
I did too. Everybody did, you know?
But you never got into a lot of that real dumb shit. You were never really breaking the law to go viral, right?
Yeah, nah, not really. Not really.
You were always like, you weren't boom gang with it.
Nah, hell no.
Nah.
I ain't doing that. You feel me? I got, nah, hell no. Nobody, well, I ain't, no.
Boom can't come out. He kind of raised the level expected of everybody because he was so off the chain doing the most ridiculous shit that it was like, it was, you know, it's kind of like the 6ix9ine thing too.
Yeah.
It was just every day so ridiculous. It's like, how the fuck do you compete with that when you got motherfuckers out here beefing with entire cities?
You can't really move around like you want to. I don't want to never be that, you feel me, that way, like always got beef. Oh, you got a BMW? Cool.
Yeah. Little Beamer action. Mm. What you drive around?
Oh, I got a what type of car I got?
Civic.
Nah, I got a Honda.
Did you have a Honda?
I got a Honda.
Really?
Matter of fact, I catch Ubers.
Yeah, I mean, I catch Ubers from time to time too.
But nah, I see the key.
The key. It's like a little club, you know.
Yeah, it's cool.
You see the Beamer.
You got your work keys to your building and stuff.
Man,
you own more buildings?
That's a really. I got an office. That's actually a really good point though, because I don't need this clicker. Actually, man, I don't need a lot of these keys anymore. I just bought a house.
Whoa, you doing it. You up. Yeah, see, Adam, I'm interviewing you now. Like, how does it feel to be Adam 22?
Honestly, feels pretty good. Feel like I've made it through a lot of, you know, attacks on my character.
Yeah.
And I got more fucking interviews
because
than ever
coming
in.
Because you know what it is? Like, you're a white Charlemagne.
Mm.
You know?
Tough spot to be in.
Tough spot to be in, but it's not. It's cool. You're a white Charlemagne for SoundCloud rap artists. That shit. You get me?
Right.
Like, you criticize everybody. Like, that's what people need. Mm. And Charlamagne does it on, like, the mainstream scale. You do it, like, on the boom. Like, the niggas who hot, who got, like, a million followers and selling out and doing records and tours and shit, for them. So
that's how I think of it, is that there's a lot of, you know, I always look.
Do you mind if I see that lighter?
Yeah, go crazy. A lot of people, you know, I came in the game watching Joe Rogan, Charlamagne, you know, Combat Jack, Warren Epstein, all this stuff. But a lot of those dudes, I like what they do, but I just feel like their focus is on different shit. You know, Joe Rogan's out here interviewing scientists. Like, the truth is that I was interested in getting a TJX6 interview before everybody because I thought that what he had going on was crazy. It's like, I just have a different set of priorities.
Who TJX6?
He's like a scammer rapper from
Detroit. Oh, I seen that he be rapping all beat and shit.
Yeah, he did like 400,000 views in like 3 days.
Yeah, that's dope. He be to like the dark web shit.
His shit is so out there.
Yeah.
You know?
He crazy.
I mean, I feel like you deserve a lot of credit for the fact that you've been in the position that you're in for many years now. Because a lot of the people who have, like, if you were to watch our old interview from like 2 years ago, I think that you would see a lot. I don't know if it was 2 years, but you would see a lot of things in that interview. It was, really?
Yeah, 2 years.
You would see a lot of people that I was comparing you to, and those people aren't really around at all anymore.
What?
I bet. Somebody like Bunk, you know, he's been through all kinds of shit. Like, I remember comparing you and what you were doing to him very directly at that time. I mean, you deserve a lot of credit for the fact that you've been able to continue to make it work for years and years without falling off or having people get sick of the shit that you're doing, shit like that.
I appreciate you, man, because, you know, we got to stay level-headed, man. We know, like, this shit could be going tomorrow, man. We ain't bougie. Mm. We ain't Hollywood. We ain't trying to belittle nobody, show no disrespect to nobody, man. We just working and staying humble and doing what we gotta do, you feel me?
Yeah, I mean, you've got a lot of crazy looks, like, in terms of, like, music videos. I remember that there was a period, like, maybe right after I had done that interview with you or whatever, where I was just watching music videos, and it was crazy how often you were popping up, playing a role, or just being in the video or whatever.
For real, that shit, for real, they were just reaching out to me, like, yo, pull up, you know what I'm saying? Like, pull up. And back then, like, it was just like, I was feeling like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't like they was using me, because I was getting paid for some of them videos, and I was doing it off the strength too, because I fuck with the artist or whatever. But I was just feeling that as though, like, I need to do something bigger. That's why when I did the movie, I got the hookup too with Master P. It was just like, damn, I'm in my first movie, so now it's time to, like, keep hustling and keep going, you know what I'm saying?
Does getting a really big look like that make you want to fall back a little bit on doing a lot of the smaller stuff, in the sense that, you know, realistically, there's a music video shoot every day that you could probably pull up to. And that's like, you know, it is good for your career, because you do go through, you meet people, you get in the video, you get more people seeing you, et cetera. But it's kind of like, you could do shit like that, or you could do shit like doing a movie that takes months or weeks or whatever.
Yeah.
And is a really, really big look. Like, what's your attitude?
I'm saying, like, I go over, it's like, quantity over quality to me. Mm. Like, I'd rather get my face out there more and then having shit for a year while I'm doing a movie. Like, I'd rather do 5 videos than do the movie. You know what I'm saying? It's quantity over quality for me. Like, I like quality shit. I want shit to be up to par, but I like to, you feel me, get my feet, like, knowing I'm doing a whole movie. So, matter of fact, I'm doing a whole movie for a year. You don't see me for a year. Like, what? Mm. And then you got, like, somebody like, I bet, Juice WRLD be like, yo, Fat, I need you for a video. Mm. I'm going to say no, because I'm doing a movie with Leonardo DiCaprio. It doesn't matter. Like, it's cool.
But it feels like the Juice WRLD video is the video that you should say yes to, because no matter what, that's going to be just a huge look.
A huge look, but Leonardo DiCaprio would be a huge look too. Mm. But it's like, it's hand in hand. Like, movies and music videos is two different worlds. Like, that shit's going to be played on YouTube consecutively. This only going to be in the theaters for, like, what, 2 months or so, and then it's going to go straight to DVD. But that video, so I like to balance my shit out. Like, I like to do, like, 5 music videos for certain artists and then, like, do a movie too. Like, I'm not about to just wing myself just to, all right, movies, that's it. That's all I'm going to do. Like, nah, if niggas need me I need my face out there.
The experience of doing the movie?
It was cool. It was dope. Like, the shit was dope.
What was it like? Boring? I hear it's always just, yeah, like, it long. It was sitting, it was, around forever.
Yeah, it was boring sitting around and shit, but it was a very dope experience for me to just to experience the shit like Master P on set with other movie stars that did way more movies than I. So it was just dope for me.
That's what's up. Dope. You spend a lot of time around Master P. You pick up any game from him?
Yeah, man, just to stay humble, like, just to stay humble and just to stay blessed and just keep working. That's it, you know what I'm saying? Like, cheers to everybody out there who's watching this. You know what I'm saying? This water is brought to you by Adam 22.
On some shit.
Yes.
And if you guys want to support this YouTube channel and this amazing content that we make that YouTube criminally underpays us for, nojumper.com. Also, like, comment, and subscribe. Sir. There you go. There's my pitch. Sir. I've noticed that you're a little bit more gangster appearance-wise. You got a lot of tattoos since I last saw you. You got this fucking devil haircut.
Oh, man.
Face tattoos. Chains. Chains glowed up.
Yeah, like, you know, the little bit of money came in, you know. But, yeah, I've been having tattoos on my face. I just got more since you seen me. I did. Mm. Yeah, man, like, I'm just chilling, though. I ain't trying to be no gangster or nothing. Like, I ain't trying to be no hard nigga. Like, I respect people respect me, you know.
There ain't no money in trying to be a badass.
Yeah,
ass
ain't
like
no
that,
money,
you know?
In trying to be no gangster, because all you gonna do, end up dead or in jail. Nobody want that on their resume, you feel what I'm saying? Like, jail ain't for nobody. Like, I was just watching this shit on Netflix with the, you know, you have, it's called Central 5.
Oh, that's just crazy.
Central Park 4. Yeah, I was just watching, I'm like, bro, like, the shit you gotta go through in jail, nobody wanna endure that shit, hell no.
I watched the first 2 episodes of that shit, and I feel like I stopped watching it because it was so unpleasant.
Yeah, it was so unpleasant, like, the shit was crazy. So, with that, like, I don't wish jail on nobody, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you out there, you could do your life positive, just live your life positive. Like, I would say the whole 6ix9ine shit was a whole scandal. He didn't even have to do it like that. You know what I'm saying? He could have did a whole different way. You know what I'm saying? And migrated to some positive shit. But it was too late because you already put yourself in that box of being a tough character, tough gangster nigga, whatever. You feel what I'm saying? You ain't had to do it like that. You could have easily flipped. Like, yo, it was just, you know what I'm saying? Boom. But he was so deep in that the feds picked it up. Mad people picked it up due to the fact that he was trying to be the super tough guy, you know what I'm saying? Super gangster. That shit not cool, you know.
That's
what I'm
your
saying?
Man's, though. You were in the studio throwing money with him.
I'm saying they ain't my man's. Like, they ain't, like, you always gonna cut people off with a ginsu. You know what a ginsu is?
I've been having ginsus.
Right, you always gonna cut people off. Like, once I feel as though you cross the man code of, like, ratting and telling on people and doing, like, malicious shit when you know you was in, when you know you took place, you took place in certain events, my nigga, I can't respect you, my nigga. Then you ain't no man for that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Not to say I don't know what his situation is. The man's situation, maybe he got his mother, he's scared or whatever. I don't know. But when you take place in current events that you know that you know the consequences of and know could get you in trouble, you feel what I'm saying? Don't be blinded by no money and no fame or because your record's going gold or platinum, my nigga. You gotta know what you're doing. This is the real world. This ain't no video game. You can't press a restart button? Hell no, this is real life. So now when he in jail, like, this is real life. You in jail, real. Mm. You can't just open the door and go home. No, you in jail, my nigga. You being prosecuted to the fullest end of the law. You know what I'm saying? The niggas got to know what they doing, what their consequences. It's consequences behind everything you do. If you go out there and shoot somebody 5 times, you think you're not going to get caught. You never know because it's consequences. So now you got to have in the back of your mind like, damn, I just shot that person 5 times. I could get caught for that shit. I don't know. People was ratting nowadays, all types of shit. So
how could you possibly feel safe? Yeah. If you're out here committing crimes and you know that there's people who could rat on you, that there's cameras everywhere now, that they got fucking GPS data off your phone of where you were at any given time. For me, if I was in the place in my life where I felt like I had to go shoot somebody or I had to go fucking, you know, commit some crazy ass crime or whatever, I would not know how the fuck to move at this point. It's almost impossible.
Yeah, it's almost impossible. That's why I be saying to myself, like, bro, it's almost impossible. Like, I had a big lawsuit, like, 2 years, like a year ago.
Really?
Like a nigga, like in New York, like a nigga, like in New York, a guy, he was starting a lot of trouble with me. Like we came out the building. So the dude, like, I forgot what happened, but the dude was talking mad shit. So basically we got into it, you know what I'm saying, whatever the case may be, you know, I hit him, whatever, he started bleeding, whatever, the whole situation was done. You know,
just a little regular fight. Yeah, for anyone that's a regular ass.
Yeah, regular fight. So I'm thinking it's a regular fight because he talking shit, I'm talking shit, it's over. I go home, he go home, whatever. I don't know the man from the can of paint, but he goes home, I go home. Mm. 6 months later, I'm at my hotel room, I get a knock on my door. My business partner come in there like, yo, you got to turn yourself in. Turn myself in for what? For the fight you had in New York. What? He's suing you. I'm like, what? Like, I just finished the case. It was back in 2017. I just finished the case like last 2 weeks ago.
Right.
So like people like you never, cause but he was talking greasy like, yo, fuck you, you a bitch.
Did he have footage of it?
No, I don't know if he had footage of it, but I'm just saying like he was just like, you never know what people type time people were on. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, so like when he was there, he was talking mad shit. So I'm thinking it's a normal man fight, it's over.
He's,
you know,
a gangster. What I'm saying? He's operating. Yeah, on it's the code. Over.
So but when 6 months later, I got a knock on my door. Yo, you got to turn yourself in Friday, Thursday. No, I ain't turning myself. I got a show. But I said, but I got to get this money first. Boom, I got to turn myself in.
You start to realize how fucking lucky you are to be a free man on the outside, because you get locked up for a week, you just missed out on 10 plays for you real. Were planning on making. You had so much shit on your schedule.
That shit is so how you say it, so like crazy, like it's crazy. And you know how I give respect to like Trippie Redd for not, like, you know what I'm saying, not indulging in like a lot of bullshit, you know what I'm saying, that he could have probably did something or been in the same mix, because you know he wasn't fucking with 6ix9ine at the time. He could have indulged in a lot of shit, but he played it safe and cool. Mm. He's still making money, still making great dope music. So I give Trippie Redd a lot of respect. You feel what I'm saying? I don't care what nobody say. I give him a lot of respect.
Even though they're both such new artists, it's like you got to look at their two career trajectories and be like, damn, 6ix9ine exploded, got way bigger than Trippie for a while, but then his career just.
I don't think he got way bigger than Trippie. I think he just got
bigger songs.
He just got in bigger eyes. Like he was just doing so much shit where people was like, oh, he telling this person suck his dick. Oh, he telling this person. Oh my god, this man is.
But Trippie could have done that.
Yeah, Trippie could have done that.
Trippie could have been out there being an even bigger asshole. He could have played that game.
He could have played it, but he didn't. He played it safe. Played
and the
cool
fact that he didn't is why he's still around.
That's why I think the reason why he did the reason I'm saying like he didn't do it makes him more player, makes him more like of a dope person. Like, you see what I'm saying? Like, makes him, he don't got to do all that to be in the limelight or shit like that. You feel what I'm saying? Like, you gotta tell everybody suck your dick just to be in the limelight. Mm-hmm. Come on, bro. What type of troll is that? I can understand you see people are playing or whatever. The nigga was serious telling everybody, yo, suck my dick, whatever. I don't feel as though that was cool. You know,
let me
saying?
Ask you this. You go and turn yourself in. What are the cops saying?
The cops was like, they was taking pictures and that shit and everything. they was just going crazy on me, you know what I'm saying?
But
like,
were they being assholes to you or
nah, they wasn't really
love.
Being assholes. They put me in my own cell and shit. Like, you know, they wasn't but, really
And they must have known that whatever happened is not that big a deal. Yeah, like, this shit happened 6 months ago and the guy ain't in the hospital.
Yeah, it wasn't that big of a deal. So they just put me in one cell. I was just there for a little minute. My lawyer was upstairs.
But, you know, so what was the attitude in court, though? Did you have to settle? Did you just
I ain't settled. It was just basically like I had to stay out of trouble for like a year.
Oh, okay.
I couldn't get in trouble.
You didn't have
like
to cash him out?
No, I didn't have to cash him out. So okay. it got thrown out after a while.
Wow, that's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I was mad as hell, bro. Like, he was talking so much shit, too, man.
Yeah.
Like, for real, he was talking so much shit, man.
It feels like without any video, what is the fucking case? You know, if there's no horrific injury, if there's not a bunch of eyewitnesses and
I didn't know
he
went to the hospital and said I broke his nose or whatever, because I hit him with my bag. Like, I think I had something heavy in my bag, like a Bel Air bottle, and I just swung my bag and it cracked him in the face.
Right.
And he started leaking, so I think he said I broke his nose. I think he probably went to the hospital or something and said I did, like, I broke his nose or he got headaches or something. So, you know, they picked that up. And then, you know, the cop be like, do you want to press charges or do you want to file a complaint or something? He filed a complaint and I was nowhere around. So now it turns over to the state because he filed a lawsuit, a complaint type shit. You feel me?
I mean,
so,
it's easy for us to forget that this dude getting into a confrontation with you might have been the most baller shit that ever happened to him in his life. He never dealt with a celebrity. He never had some real shit happen with a person that's famous at all ever in his whole life. So he's sitting around thinking about it like, damn, I gotta do something. I gotta make something out of this.
Yeah, I gotta make something out of it. Yeah, he gotta go big with it. Like, I gotta make a lot of money, but obviously you didn't because, like, I got God on my side. I'm straight.
Mm.
I ain't tripping.
Well, that's good.
I'm not tripping on him.
One thing that has changed since all I saw you is that you're no longer Fatboy SSZ. You're Fatboy.
Yeah, like, I took it off my name, but SSC is my hood. That's where I'm from. I just wanted to make it a little, like,
It's clean.
Yeah, more clean. Like, it's clean, like Fat Boy, boom, clean. Everybody click it, boom. Yo, at Fat Boy, boom. It's clean.
Having a baller Instagram at is a big thing, in my opinion. Like, Rice Gum got at Rice. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
For, like, Asian people in particular, like, you got the at of the one food that rules, not just really Asia, but a whole fuckload of
rice.
America.
Rice.
Yo, that's basic foods.
Rice. When you type in rice on Instagram, he pops up.
That's wild.
It's crazy.
And if somebody was thinking about, like, man, if some bitch is thinking, damn, I want to meet some fat guys. She typed in fat boy, boom. She's in the pisses.
Right,
you just found the best one, baby.
Yeah, right there. Just, so that's why it's player, you feel me? Like, I like it. It's player. You know, it's dope. Like,
yeah.
Because now you don't have to be like Fatboy _SSE. You just be like, yo, at Fatboy. Fatboy.
There's a YouTuber who has just Jeff. I'm like, wow, that's incredible.
Yeah, that's dope.
That's like one of the most common names, and you're him.
Yeah, that's dope.
Crazy.
That's fire. And Jeff is a common name, too, so that's nuts.
I feel lucky as hell to even have Adam 22. I wonder who Adam is on Instagram. I wonder if I should even... I think Adam 22 is better than just Adam.
Yeah, Adam 22, because that's you. So
that's my branding.
Yeah, that's you. So
I need that number.
So that's just dope. The 22 is like...
It would be kind of cool to be the Adam, but I'll accept the 22.
Yo, nah, Adam 22 is dope.
You're a lot less of a fat boy than you were just a little while back.
Yeah, a little something.
What happened? How'd you lose 60 pounds?
Basically, I lost 60 pounds by just eating right, you know, just trickling down my eating habits. I don't be eating all that bullshit, you feel me? Not trying to, like, I don't be all greedy and shit and greedy and gluttony and shit, man. I just be going with the flow, eating right, you know? Like, I'm not trying to be all fat shit. Like, in December, I was 349.
So now you're what, 290-ish?
I'm like 290. Yeah, 290.
Nice.
Yeah, 290.
You still motivated? You starting to keep
going? Yeah, of course. Nice. Of course, drink water every day. I don't drink no soda, no candy. I forgot what a Snickers tastes like. A Kit Kat, Reese's. I ain't eat that shit in a minute.
But like, you know what's crazy is when you haven't had all that wild sugar for a while, then you'll take like a bite of an apple and you'll be like, wow.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, that's, bro, like, it just, bro, it's nuts, bro. Like,
yeah.
It's nuts. Like, I be drained, but it's also good for the better. Like, so, like, when my 26th birthday come, I probably eat a little some of that and just be cool. You know what I'm saying?
You got to, dude, because when you go out, if you're eating super clean, you eating chicken and broccoli and shit every day, which is that when I'm dieting, that's what I do. I eat eggs in the morning and I eat chicken and broccoli basically every meal, or maybe some rice and fucking ground beef type shit, whatever. But then if you do that for a couple weeks, I feel like your metabolism starts to slow down a little bit and you need to just shock yourself by eating like a fucking greasy ass cheeseburger. Then get back into the diet again.
Yeah, I'm saying not no cheeseburger because I don't eat meat. I'm a pescatarian. I've been a pescatarian for
eat
like...
Eat some bread or something.
Yeah,
you know?
Bread. Like something with a little bit of starch in it. Like something just to shock, like you said, shock your body. Like,
yeah. You didn't fall back on the smoking though. That's not hurting the progress.
Nah, I smoke here. I smoke. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna say I don't smoke. I smoke, but I don't let it. I don't be smoking like 85 blunts back to back. Or it's not a how you say it?
It's not a habitual thing.
Yeah, like yo, I need to roll up. Like if it's like yo, I'm about to roll some weed. Like I came here, rolled up, smoked, chill, put it down, smoked it back up. You know, shit like that.
I switched over to spliffs off the blunts, which is kind of a weird experience. I'm smoking like 8 spliffs a day instead of like 2-3 blunts a day.
Whoa, what do you do? Oh shit.
He just looks at Brandon Beegan. Yeah. What's up, Brandon Beegan? How you living? Speaking of split, this motherfucker, look at this thing. He smokes the tiniest little spliffs.
Hey, whoa, that shit like an incense.
It's so crazy, but I like it. It's very light. It's a little light hit.
Yeah, I like the backwoods.
This dude, he used to be putting me out of house and home. He used to be having me roll up constantly when we used to live together, bro.
Whoa, that's dope.
You know, I didn't have money like that, and we were smoking like fucking 10 woods a day, just going broke.
Yeah, that's like how it would be. But you see, you bounce back. Get to it, you know what I'm saying? When you, like, Adam, you became a multi-millionaire, so.
Did I?
you're a multi-millionaire. Somebody told me you got, like, 20 million in the bank.
20? Holy shit, yeah. Off what? Off YouTube? Hey, man, if I was making fucking Ace Family money off YouTube, they might have a point.
Who Ace Family?
You don't know them? It's, like, a super popular, like, family channel on YouTube. It's just like it's this really hot Instagram model chick, and then there's this dude who's like a light-skinned, like funny guy, and he was like a prank YouTuber. And they just linked up, fell in love, started having kids. The kids are so cute. They got like the most perfect life. He rocking Gucci, new Gucci every video, bro. It's weird as fuck. And they got like the nicest house you ever seen in your life. And they just are like living their life on YouTube. And the reason why I got interested in it is because they're getting like 7 million views like every day off a video of just showing this perfect life that everybody wants. It's crazy.
Damn. I think I did see them. Did they have a basketball game out here?
They did, yeah.
With Chris Brown, right?
They had so many celebrities. They sold out fucking Staples Center. That's crazy.
Yeah, damn.
It's huge. I saw a video where they were like going around like meeting their fans and shit, just going to people's houses. And it's just their fans are like just random ass like 15-year-old Mexican girls who are just sitting at home just watching, just damn. Thinking like they want to have that the rich life, fucking yeah. life. They want to have fucking beautiful family and kids and shit. It's crazy. Like just to think that shit is just
complete. And they probably didn't even have that plan in their life neither. It probably just happened.
No, they didn't really even have money like 3 years ago. They've been coming up like fast. Like I watched some shit about where they were at a couple years ago. It's wild.
Yeah, they came up. Yeah. Yeah. Salute to them.
You need to do that, bro. If you had a fucking YouTube channel and you were just being fun, but if you were doing the family thing.
Yeah, that's what I'm about to do with my girl. Mm. I'm about to do that soon.
But you're going to put a child in her?
Yeah.
Really?
Hell yeah. I'm trying to get her pregnant right now.
Really?
Yeah.
How you doing that?
Oh, you laughing because I keep lighting it?
No, I'm laughing because it's just a funny question. Like, are you trying to get her pregnant? How? What do you do?
Me?
Or anyone, really. There's only one way. Oh, from the back, that helps?
Huh?
You hit it from the back and that helps? That ups the chance that the nut's going to work?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Because, you know, I got like, you know, like in the past, I got like, I didn't really want to have kids. I do, but now I really want to have a kid. So I think God going to bless me.
You got to carry on the lineage, bro. You're going to have like a little terrier or something.
Nah, he gonna be healthy.
You don't think
he or she gonna be healthy.
Right, but I'm just saying that I feel like your kid is gonna inherit how funny you are.
Oh yeah.
You know?
Yeah, gonna be dope. Yeah, that's gonna be
That would be good, cool. Bro. Dude, that's like the gimmick that you need is just having like a little tiny version of yourself
to be able to be in
all your photos. You know how many more likes you're gonna get once you got a little version of yourself in all your photos?
Oh yeah, that's gonna be dope.
Have a kid for the likes, really.
Nah, I'm gonna have a kid because I really love it. You know what I'm saying?
Right. We can put it in the microwave if you want. That is weird, huh? When you see people who just do something in their life and all of a sudden the level of likes that they're getting changes. Like, I know these two YouTubers who just got married, like fake married. And, man, they've been getting so many more likes. I'm like, man, that's like reason right there.
Yeah, people want to see more of, like, you know.
The personality. The
personality. They want to see, you know what I'm saying? You know what rules the world, right? Mm. You know what rules the world. Pussy.
Right.
It rules the world, basically. Mm-hmm. So everybody wants to see a beautiful girl with a beast or an ugly motherfucker. Like, mm-hmm. That's what it is.
They're fascinated by the dynamic. Yeah,
the dynamic. Like, how did he get her? How mm-hmm. did he, you know, like, so.
Like, I just interviewed Thug's girl.
Yeah.
And, like, she, like, people are so fascinated by her just because it's like, you look at Thug, you know Thug could be dipping in a different chick every single night. You know that he got all the money. He could be doing whatever. He could be seeing a different supermodel every night. It don't matter. And instead, he chooses to just have this nice, cool relationship with this girl. It's beautiful, beautiful young lady, but it just makes everybody fascinated. Like, what is she bringing to the table? Especially girls, too, because they're thinking, like, I want to be in a position like that.
Nah, that's dope, man. I commend them on their relationship. But my girl, my wife, what she brought to me was to show me how to get my business together and mm-hmm. become a real man. You know, that's what I think happened with my relationship. Like, she's showing me how to really save money, do better things with my time, do better things with my life, become a man. Mm-hmm. Before her, I was a little boy. I was like, it wasn't like I was depressed or nothing. I was just like, want to fuck different women every day, want to be around different women every day. One girl leave the house, I'm bringing a new one over just to fill that void of not being lonely. Because no man wants to be lonely, you know what I'm saying? So with that being said, like, no man wants to be lonely, you know? No man wants to be lonely, so.
You out here talking to 50 different chicks, trying to cobble together the feeling of an emotional connection.
Oh, my God,
you know?
You just think every, when you do that, you just thinking every girl is your girlfriend, and then not knowing that she's not. She's
and you going. Out here telling them all this shit.
Yeah, and then she going around. She's going to another dude. Like, it just so, like, oh, man, just so unbearable. And then, she's going to fuck another dude. She's going to kiss and suck his dick. She's going with she's going with another dude, you know, like, it's nothing you could call, like, it's yours. You may say it's yours when you're there, like, yeah, you're mine. You're not going nowhere. All right, babe, you gotta go. All right, let me call you Uber. All right, you gotta leave? Okay.
Wait, but the other day I was looking at an Instagram on your page and you were in a video with this girl who had the fucking fattest ass I ever seen in my life. You were in the backyard with some girl with the biggest booty I ever seen.
Which one?
I forget, but this shit was ridiculous. Your girl ever get jealous about shit like that? Because even if you don't know exactly what I'm talking about right now, you frequently are around situations.
Oh, you probably talking about when we was at the pool. It was like a pool area.
Maybe.
Yeah, you probably talking about Nicki Minaj.
Yeah, I think I am.
Yeah, you talking about Nicki Minaj. Yeah, she got a nice fat ass. She cool too. Mm-hmm. Like, but nah, my girl know where she stand at with me. My wife, because I'm getting married in the fall.
Damn.
She know where I stand. She know where we stand at. That's my baby. That's my wife. I got her name on my neck.
Wow.
You feel me? I ain't playing.
That's commitment.
Yeah, no cap.
No cap. Zero
no
cap. Cap.
No cap. That's my wife. I love her to death. You feel me? Like, ain't nothing gonna change. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. Oh, she with you for the money, man. She changed my life to be a better person. Like, I don't care what nobody say. You can say what you want.
Before I was dating my girl, my bed was on the ground. I didn't have, you know, it's just like, there's a certain level that a woman is gonna feel like, you know. I didn't even have, if I was gonna watch a movie, I would watch it on my laptop. There was a TV in my room I had never set up.
You set it up when you...
Well, she set it up, but yeah.
So you married Adam.
I mean, we bought a house together, so...
You're married,
we're in that
Adam.
Category, you know.
Are you having kids?
We've talked about it. I mean, she makes money off her body, so it's kind of like, we got to run this jug up.
Yeah. You got to run the jug up. I be seeing you, too. You be living a wild, crazy life.
Yeah, it's nice. I mean, sometimes, but to be honest, bro, we were talking about it the other day, it's like... Because we used to be doing blow, drinking all the time. We were talking about it. We were like, we ain't did blow this whole year.
Yeah.
Without even trying or noticing. Just because we was working and shit.
Oh, that's what's up. Get into the bag. You know what I'm saying? Listen, it's two B's. The blow and the bag. The bag comes before the blow. When you get the bag, you can do all the blow you want.
Nah, the bag is gone once you start doing a bunch of blow.
Yeah. You blow. You blow the bag. Hold on. You blow the bag on the blow. You feel me? So you don't want to blow the bag on the blow.
I like that, and I feel like when we inevitably do a song together, that might be, yeah.
Yeah.
We blowing the bags of the blow. Some shit like
blowing
that.
The bag on the blow.
That's our song.
We blowing the bag on the blow. We not blowing the bag. We not blow.
I'm blowing a bag on a hoe. I'm blowing a bag on the blow.
Yeah. Come on.
See, that sucks, that knowing that you're too hood to just do blow with me.
Yeah.
You know, I'm never going to have that experience. You never talk to somebody like the way you talk to somebody when you do a bunch of coke with them, my friend.
Yeah. I'm saying I got introduced to it. People were like, yo, come try this, bro. Like, like, oh, I'm going to be in the emergency room.
Yeah.
I'm going to be in the hospital in the morning, bro. I'll be fucked up.
You never smoked dust either?
Nah, hell no. I don't want to be in nobody pigeon coop. You know what I'm saying? That's where my mother at. Hell no, I'm scared.
I know, dude. I know this dude from Jersey. He was this 16-year-old kid that used to always be coming to the city to ride. He would just be around this like Puerto Rican kid. Always be out riding bikes. He was just fucking weird as fuck looking.
The angel dust?
And he got into the angel dust and he lost his goddamn mind. And he was on MySpace posting videos, losing it.
What he at now?
I don't know. If he's alive, it's a goddamn miracle. Because this kid, he was just like this gangster, like little hood ass, like 16-year-old Mexican kid that would just come out and ride. And I swear to God, in the course of like 2 months, I went from seeing him just be this nice kid to being a psycho off the dust on MySpace every day. Wild.
Well, yeah, now he hope he's living.
I'm gonna be honest with you, this was over 10 years ago, so it's,
whoa, it's probably, he's 26 now.
Probably not good for him, yeah.
Yeah, hope he's good, man. If you had to listen to a little Mexican kid that's on the dust, you know, I hope you off the dust. I hope you by a desk doing some work. You know what I'm saying?
You been paying attention to this Nicki Minaj Joe Budden thing?
Yeah, like
that's big for Jersey.
Yeah, like what it is, right? You gotta understand, it's different strokes for different folks. You know what I'm saying? Different strokes for different folks. I thought you gave that to me, but
oh no, no, you can have it. Yeah, I was just gonna roll up out of it, but we got. Oh no, nah, that's a good point.
Yeah, yeah, get your own. You gave this to me. Can't be an Indian giver.
That is a really good point, and also that's racist. Yeah. Or so I have been led to believe.
Yes,
I got all kinds of different weed. Look at this. I got weed that came in a bag with the Star Wars guy, the black guy from Star Wars.
Oh shit!
Now I'm not racist for sure.
Yeah, now you're not. Yeah. You gotta, yeah, you're not, yeah, you're definitely not. But what was the question again? I'm so high.
What were we talking about?
I don't know. Damn.
That sucks. That's whack.
What were we talking about?
Anybody? Was anyone listening in the room? All the girls are looking at us like,
nobody
what?
Nobody was listening.
There's so many directions we could go in. You know, it's like there's infinite directions. Yeah. I got more questions. I got questions on deck. Boom. Here's another question. You got Nipsey on your shirt. What did Nipsey mean to you?
Nipsey mean to me a dope person, a dope soul that was taken short for no reason, man. Like, that's what I'm saying. We need to stick together and show more love instead of hate. Like, all this hate and envy towards and jealousy towards another person that's doing something great, that's employing people, that's showing entrepreneurship, that's showing leadership, and we just taking the good people away for no reason, man. And it's us, like, it's us, not nobody else. It ain't the government, it ain't no, it's us. Like, it starts with us to try to get it right. So with that being said, like, we just got to stick together, man, and just, like, save our leaders, protect our leaders, man, instead of killing them and unsenseless bullshit and unsenseless violence, man.
But does that make was watching what happened to him make you think about how you move around, like, in terms of being out? You're a man of the people. You'll pull up in anybody's hood to do a video, right?
Yeah, like, it definitely do, but I'm never living my life in fear, you know? I'm living my life in good spirits and happiness. So, like, I love everybody, man. I hope everybody respect me because I respect everybody. I don't want to show no, like I said, I don't want to belittle nobody, shit on nobody because I'm so-called famous, so-called a celebrity. I'm a humble beast, man. I treat people as you treat me because we shit, piss, and bleed the same way. So it's nothing different about it. The difference is some people in a different tax bracket. We got more money, so we just gotta move differently. So, but at the end of the day, we all the same people. Because if that money go, you're gonna be back like the same person. So now you done shit it on 50,000 people. Now when you broke, and you try to come back and get the same help from them people, they're gonna be like, bro, you just shit it on me. Like, so I never want to create that thing with me. So I just treat everybody with respect and everything.
It's tough, though, because, I mean, I feel like Nipsey was a guy who treated everybody with respect to the best of
his
ability.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
but think about that situation that happened with when he got taken from this world, is that he had a dude come up to him basically trying to take a picture or whatever, and Nipsey said that he couldn't really do it because this guy's name was out there in the streets as a snitch. And Nipsey is, you know, looking at it like, bro, I can't just be flicking up with you like that. You know, he probably said it in the most respectful way possible. From what I heard, the version of it I heard is not like Nipsey wild out and said, get away from me, you fucking pussy. He was trying to be cool, but at the same time, yeah, but you I know, got Nick, rules about who I can take a photo with.
But that's what I'm saying. You know, with that coming to play, hate and jealousy and envy. Mm. You take a great person's life just because he didn't want to take a picture with you. Like, I would have, like, you know what I'm saying? Come on, bro. Like, is that big of a thing? Like, you take a great person from this world that was helping a lot of lives and a lot of people, putting jobs in people's hands and giving people, like, and becoming a big artist, like, you know what I'm saying? Even though Nipsey was a big artist, he was becoming an even more gigantic big artist and more, like, world known, you know what I'm saying? You take him away from his kids and everything just because you couldn't take a picture, that's a coward to me. Like, insane, I can't respect that. Like, you know what I'm saying? I hope he getting his ass whooped in jail.
But
like,
the question is just, do you limit the way that you move around in your life because you know that there's some percentage of the population that is fucking unstable?
Of course. We got to do that every day. We got to move with precaution. You know what I'm saying? You got to move with safety and precaution. You know what I'm saying? You can't just move around here thinking everybody your friend or everybody love you, which I preach. Like, I love everybody. Mm. I don't got no hate towards nobody and nothing. But you also got to move with a coat, I can't really think of it right now.
A Technicolor dream coat?
Yeah, with a dream coat, like, you got to walk around, like, safe. No, like, basically, you got to walk around with a coat safety. Like, you got to walk around safe.
Definitely.
At the end of the day, but you got to understand, too, Nipsey was at a place of his business where he knew, like, this is my home. Like, I'm from here. This is me. I'm a product of my environment. This is my environment. He didn't think that man was going to go do that, and that's wrong. And that's wrong for that man to even do that to Nip. Like, he a good dude. Yeah. Like, he could have helped you before. He could have helped you better than you did. Like, come on, bro. Now man, it just sad, bro. That shit, like, when I first heard it, like, bro, that shit really brought tears to my eyes because that's sad. Like, you know, like, you feel me? That's sad. Like, for real, son. That's whack. Like, I got DMs with Nipsey. Like, you feel me? Like,
you ever met him?
Yeah, I mean, of course.
Oh, okay.
Several times. Like, you know, like, you feel me? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got DMs with him. Like, you know what I'm saying? Then the last message he hit me was, like, my brother. He hit me, like, Nipsey hit me like my brother, you feel me? And he just commented on, like, one of my Instagram posts or whatever. Yeah, one of my Instagram posts. And then I didn't, bro, it was just crazy, bro. He hit me up March 24th. And then, like, April, like, the next month, like, I didn't hit him because I wasn't in L.A. But I was just in L.A. March 21st, and I did a video in the store. You know what I'm saying? I did a video in the store because I was like, damn, you charging $100 for a hat? So I'm like, I'm about to do a video just to market it and, like, you know what I'm saying, show some love to the store, you feel me? And then the next month, I'm like, damn, bro, like, that shit just crazy.
They were charging $100 a hat?
Yeah.
That's fire.
That's dope because it was a big seller, you know what I'm saying? Mm. It's a big, like, thing, so.
No, I mean, it's good, too, because it's like, if you sell your shit, like, super cheap, it's cool, like, the idea of having a store in the hood that
but
also has,
demand,
like, premium
too.
Price
yeah.
points like that.
Yeah, and there's a demand now, but, yeah, that shit, man, I'm mad, bro. Like, that just sad, man. Shout out to Nipsey family, the whole Nipsey squad, All Money In, everybody, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
That shit just whack, man. I wish he was here with us today, man. Happy birthday to him.
Yeah.
And it's dope to do my interview today on No Jumper on his birthday.
It is his birthday.
It's his birthday today.
Holy fuck,
I didn't
even realize.
I appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? It's just sad, man.
Wow.
Shit crazy, bro.
Let me ask you this. Thoughts on the overall New York wave of music? What's the hot shit out of New York right now?
See,
welcome to the party.
See, with that, I'm from New Jersey.
Okay, I consider you an ambassador for New York as well.
I'm saying that's cool, but New York is like my cousin.
Mm.
Like, you feel me? Jersey is where I'm from. Like, I don't really know too much about what's going on in Jersey. I mean, in New York. But I know what's going on in Jersey, you feel what I'm saying? Because that's where I'm from. Like, I'm a product of Jersey.
Okay.
I'm from Jersey. Jersey is my, like, my stomach grounds type shit. I don't really know what's going on with New York, you feel what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like, I hear the song, Welcome to the Party joint is dope, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to him.
Pop Smoke. That's going to be a big year for him.
Yeah, shout out to him, you know what I'm saying, doing this thing. But I'm in tune with Jersey, man. Jersey strong. We coming up. We got a lot of dope artists out there.
Skinny from the Nine?
We working this shit, you feel me? Like, you know, like, you feel me? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm talking about the real niggas, you know what I'm saying? Like, the dope real niggas out there who doing their thing.
Anybody we should know about?
Yeah, you should know about my man Trey Twiz.
Okay.
My guy Trey Twist. Who else? There's a lot of people out there. My guy Larson. Mm. Who else? Al Bial. He doing his thing. He from Jersey City.
Got it.
My brother Big Cremmy. He doing his thing. Mm-hmm. The kid Max YB. He running with Young and May. Mm. You know what I'm saying? He doing his thing. There's a lot of artists out there. I got some artists from Irvington. That's where I'm from Irvington, who doing their thing and shit, you know, coming up. My brother, Just Glow, like, that's my little brother. Okay. And he doing his thing, like, you feel what I'm saying? We both from the same hood, so my brother Just Glow on the come up, like, he on my album that's about to drop.
Oh, yeah, what's the plan with that?
My album about to drop, Tyreek, is dropping the end of the month. The end of October. Damn, I'm already in October. It's just this weed, man. Whatever you gave me, bro.
That's what I'm telling you. The no-jumper weed will put you into a catatonic state.
I'm about to break all of it down right now.
Don't drive.
My brother Just Glow, he on my album. Tyreek is going to be a smash. I got a lot of people on there.
What's Tyreek? Where'd that come from?
That's my name.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah, that's my name. That's my real name. My name is Tyreek Kimbrough.
Okay.
That's my whole name, you know, so...
So just, the idea is that we're getting to know the real fat boy here?
Yeah, you're getting to know the real fat boy, the real dope other side of me. I'm growing as a man. I'm becoming a man instead of a little boy. Because back when I was moving crazy, like fucking bitches, doing dumb shit, not getting my credit right, not getting my business together, I was a little boy, you know what I'm saying? Now I'm becoming Tyreek, so I'm getting my business right. Because I've been using my name a lot to get my business right. Mm. You get me? So that's why I named it Tyreek. Because I'm like, every time I walk into like a bank or something, they calling me Tyreek. They're not calling me Fat Boy or anything. They calling me Tyreek, Mr. Kimbrough, your deposit is, you have to withdraw, like shit like that. So it just clicked in my head like, all right, Tyreek, you know what I'm saying? And then I took the thing from Cam'ron, because I like Cam'ron, you know what I'm saying? Shout out Cam. Same. I took the pink, whoa.
What?
Whoa. Did you just pick the buglers in the week? Whoa, that's a harsh blunt, yeah.
How you feel about that?
Yeah, you're going to be real high. I do not want to smoke that. Leave me alone.
Bro, we left England and we've been smoking fucking spliffs ever since, man. Whoa. It is what it is. Yeah, I'm about to have enough for like six of them right here.
Yeah, whoa, yeah. Mm. But yeah, like, so I just been walking to the bank, Tyreek. So it's just like, all right, bad album, Tyreek. And then I took the thing from Cam, like the pink wave. Mm. I'm rocking pink. I'm rocking a lot of pink. If you notice by my Instagram, I'm rocking a lot of pink because I like pink too.
Okay.
For me, and pink, it just played to me. So I was rocking pink.
You know, Cam'ron is somebody that when I see everybody arguing about their top 50 list, to me, Cam'ron is like my top five.
Of
for
course,
sure.
Cam, you got to understand what Cam did for the game. Mm-hmm. He electrified the game too. Like, we all got heavy hitters. Cam definitely electrified the game. He was a boss in his own way. He's an all-star, as I would say, in the rap game too. Like, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of all-stars in the game, and Cam is definitely one of them. You can't never take that away from him.
How do you feel when you see that conversation about top artists going down? Like, is that something you would ever even get involved in? I like to keep my distance from that shit.
Yeah, I keep my distance from that shit, because you could say the wrong name or whatever, and then everybody be like, oh, nah, you're wrong. Like, I ain't in no competition with nobody. Exactly. I don't want nobody in me in no competition. Man, let's all get money and win. Come together, do some records, get some more money. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's about it.
I just don't really find that fun to be sitting there arguing about the best artists from all of hip hop history.
Man,
it's just
nobody
like,
got time for that, man. We all rich. Niggas all rich and getting money. I'm not rich. I'm still working, but everybody all rich and shit. What the fuck is the list going to determine more riches? This is going to make you more money? No, this is work. Just do what you got to do.
My thing about that is that I just don't feel that that's a conversation that I've ever had with somebody on the street. Like, when I hang out with my friends, we are not talking about who's the fucking top rappers of all time.
Who the fuck is the top? Like, come on, bro.
We're talking about, oh, did you hear the new Young Thug? Or we're talking about, oh, did you hear this new rapper? You know, we're talking about like new shit. We're talking about like the stuff that's exciting, not trying to sort out 40 years of history. I just don't find the fun in that.
Yeah, that's whack.
Yeah.
That's whack to me. That's whack.
Also,
you're really rolling that, bro. You're tripping.
Why?
You're going to be so high, bro. That
this is why I smoke every day now.
You're going to get a headache, bro.
Nah, it's good.
You're giving
the same
me a headache.
I'm probably
going to
get less tobacco than what you're getting from that. You see how fucking big and thick that leaf is? There's less tobacco in this shit.
Anybody want to hit it? Want to hit it?
Yeah, you going to get the cameraman high?
Yeah.
Oh, man, you get the cameraman high. This shit going to be in black and white.
that's cool.
Yeah, it's different.
I like the old vintage look anyway. So smoke that.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, Tyreek is going to drop. It's going to be crazy. Yeah, I'm ready, fuck man. What nobody say. No opinions and shit. I got a lot of big artists on there.
Do you feel like Joe Budden has embraced you enough? Or you think he needs to have you on the show? You guys got into it at one point, didn't you?
Yeah, we got into it, but we cool. Like, okay. It ain't no bad blood. I never want to have no tension or bad blood with nobody. Yeah, we got into it, whatever. Said I had a couple words, but I seen him at Diddy party like a year or two ago. Like, I think 2017, we just chopped it up. You know, like, we cool. I seen him on a plane.
Did you even address the fact that you had an issue? Because sometimes I'll have, like, argued with somebody on Twitter, and then I see him in real life, and I don't even feel like bringing it up because who gives a fuck? But then at the same time, I kind of feel like some people view that as some fake-ass industry shit.
It definitely was tension with me. I don't know about with him, but I'm like, yo, if I see him, like, I don't know how he going to come, so I'm going to be on my P's and Q's. But when I seen him, like, he just did some man shit, came up to me like, listen, boom, 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 and we just chopped it up. I bet I took my way, he took his way, and then I seen him a couple times after that. We was like, we cool. I ain't thinking about that. I'm grown. Like,
you didn't pull your burner out?
Nah, hell no. No. I don't walk around with no burner. Hell no.
It's just a mental image that I was trying to create there of you and Joe Budden just like pulling your shirts up and being like, what?
Yeah,
what?
Nah.
No, okay.
It just was like, you know, we just talked it out. Just some man shit he did, some man shit I did, just talked it out. Stop, like, you know.
Yeah.
You feel me?
That's good.
Yeah, I seen him on a plane like a couple months ago, and you know, like, but that's what I'm saying. Like, but you can't, niggas got to understand, bro. You can't go at the queen, bro. Like, you feel me? Like, you can't go at Nicki Minaj. She the queen, bro. Like, that just is what it is. Like, she the queen, bro. Like,
listen, this is my thing. I listened to that entire podcast that she did on his show yesterday. Yeah. And the thing is about it is that, like, I understand her perspective. Like, she pointed out some very good examples in which Joe and also Academics in one case, like, put out a version of what was going on in her career that she didn't feel like was accurate. And, like, the two different versions were when she was on Motorsport, they made it out like it was some shit where QC, like, secretly got her to be on the track with Cardi without her knowing, and she was pissed off because she was like, that could never happen. I'm in control of my career. That would never happen, and you guys put out this bullshit version of accounts that's just gossip and people believe it, which is a pretty good argument, to be honest. But my perspective is, it's so minor, nobody fucking cares. And I feel like Nicki doesn't do herself that many favors when she's sort of just jumping into this shit. Like, she didn't need to bring all that up. Like, would Beyonce be arguing about some shit like that? Probably not, because at a certain point when you're just big enough, you're just kind of removed from that dialogue to a certain extent. I feel like she doesn't get that people want her to be bigger than arguing about that shit.
Yeah.
Am I tripping?
Nah, you're not.
I feel very opinionated about this.
Yeah, but nah, but that's what it is, though, man. Everybody want to have their own opinion, man. Come on, man. Nicki the queen, man. Shout out to Nicki. Keep doing her thing.
No,
man.
Yeah,
all
is.
Them other niggas keep doing their thing, man. But you can't go after the queen, man. Nicki, I feel as though because Nicki and it, like, Nicki's so big, like, she always get, like, you feel me, like, the how you say it? She always get the what's her name, like, but she's just a big artist. That's why, you feel me, like.
I mean, yeah, when you're the biggest artist in your category, and also just her, like, she had to break down all the doors for female rappers, to be honest, because she has basically done stuff that's bigger than any female rapper has even come close to in the history of the game. Yeah. She, like, it's always rough when you're the first one through the wall.
Yeah, like, through the wall. So I feel as though, like, sometimes she just, like, you gotta, like, if you're a big woman artist and you don't do something with Nicki, then it's like, it's what's name? But you gotta understand, like, Cardi B came up off of, like, Cardi B came up off nothing, you know what I'm saying? And made it out by herself. Cardi B did it, like, pound for pound out the mud. No, nobody can never take that away from Cardi B, you feel what I'm saying? So I feel as though Cardi B did a lot of shit for the women too, you know what I'm saying? Like, not just Nicki too, like, both of them did things that it can't be compared to each other, you know what I'm saying? Like, Cardi B definitely set the tone for everybody, like, to be themselves, to have a personality and do music and actually sell music.
Like, she made it seem a little bit more accessible.
Yeah, more accessible.
Than,
like,
it seemed with Nicki, because Nicki, it seemed like she was just the only girl that could break through. Yeah. And then Cardi made it seem like, Cardi really, like, her coming in the game made it so that we have the current state of affairs that we have, where there's a million different chicks that are trying to do their thing, and a bunch of them are really
and that,
doing
and that's good.
Good,
because you make hope for people. You make hope and love and greatness for people. My mother calling me.
Your mom's calling, huh? Yeah.
Hello?
Hey, what's up?
What's good, Mom?
Hey, what you doing? You got a playing?
Yeah, I'm in California. I'm at this interview.
You at it now?
Yeah.
You want me to call you back?
Yeah, where you at?
I'm at work. I'm just telling you what Corey told me.
I talked to him already. I'm going to talk to him. You don't need to talk to him.
Yeah, but if not, I can do it for myself.
All right, Ma, I'm going to talk to him.
Yeah, please let me know.
All right. All right, say hi to Adam 22, Ma.
Hey, what's up, Ma?
Adam 22, my boy. Say what's up, Ma.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. I'm like your son's only white friend.
Yeah.
that's you, the second one,
because Logan
is the first one.
All right.
Oh, okay, there you go.
All right, Ma. I love you, Ma.
All right.
Who'd you say was the first one?
My boy Logan. That's like my manager, my business partner.
Oh, there you go. All right, yeah.
Yeah, my boy.
Thought too soon. I thought it was the only one.
Yeah. Nah, you're the second one, though.
You got a really close relationship with your mom?
Yeah, of course.
Sounded like it. She was calling you just to tell you something that Cody said. Yeah. He knows about what's going on in your life, huh?
Yeah.
It's good.
My mother, yeah, she cool. Love
her. Beautiful thing.
For real. No cap.
0% cap. What are you excited about at this point in terms of
the
stuff?
Oh, I didn't even know I was right there.
Yeah, you got a little. But, bro, we got the other angle that's closer up on your face. That's going to be the lit one.
Yeah, that's dope.
Yeah. What do we got to look forward to? What are you excited about at this point?
Just doing more movies, my album coming out, then focus on my music, doing more records with artists and stuff.
Oh. You know?
And just working, you feel me?
Yeah. There you go. Fatboy SSC.
Yeah, that's it. And then, you know, not fucking no more bitches. You know?
Nope. Keeping that dick clean.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Keeping that dick clean, man, for my wife.
Clean, virgin dick.
Yeah, yep.
Silky smooth.
Fuck it, though. It is what it is, man. I'm ready to have a picket fence, take them trips. You know? Yeah.
I want to see you with the Family Channel, bro. I could see that being big for you. The reality show, all that. You got to introduce that shit into your life.
You have to.
Yep. You going to do Love and Hip Hop at some point?
I might. I don't know.
They ain't come calling yet?
I'm saying, yeah, you know.
Feels like an obvious thing for them.
Yeah, so... Yeah, man, these great backwards, I appreciate you for them.
No doubt, man. That's that foreign shit. We got only rare and exclusive shit out here.
Yeah, this shit dope.
That's how we live in. Anybody watching this should definitely head on over to 7669 Melrose and get them themselves. Fat boy. I appreciate you coming on.
Nah, Adam 22, man, you already know, man. If you ain't coming to Adam 22 show, you're not doing something right. You ain't hot, you know what I'm saying?
Nope.
I'm not saying you ain't hot, but you ain't don't like if he ain't hit you. You feel me?
You're not making full usage of your hot status.
Your
if
hot
you ain't coming here,
if you ain't coming here, like Adam 22 is a dope nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
A dope white man.
Nope. That stick with the first one. You know we really like when people call us that, right?
Yeah, you do.
Hell yeah, and I feel like I speak for all white people. We love that because it's like, oh damn, I'm certified. Shit, all right, cool.
Yeah, he a dope white nigga. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Adam 22. You from New Hampshire, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hell yeah. I got my boys up there too. They going on tour with me.
Do you?
Yeah, I took some kids from New Hampshire with me on tour.
Really?
Yeah, I got a tour coming out soon. Get your tickets now. Yeah.
Oh
shit. Yeah, they called the RCG.
All right, I got to get in tune with that.
Yeah, get in tune. They from New Hampshire. They doing their thing.
Damn, see, I don't really know any dope rappers out of New Hampshire, I'm going to be honest with you.
Yep,
but we
RCG.
About to get in tune.
RCG is dope.
Fat Boy, No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Check us out on YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes.
Everywhere.
Like, comment, and subscribe.
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
ASAP.
ASAP.
Yeah.
Peace.